Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer, and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast.
Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you.
If you're a Harry Styles big fan like me, I know that you've heard this song. This is his new latest single, As It Was, for his upcoming third album entitled Harry's House. I'm very, very excited for the new era of Harry Styles, as I've said, I've been a big fan of him. May it be his music, he's all around personality in his fashion sense. Like, my friends know it. We super love his demeanor. It's just the love vibe, a very good man, and like as I've said, the personality shines through. He is just loved by everybody, and I'm very excited that he's venturing on a different sound for the new album. So as you've heard of that introduction of that song, there is a Gorgeous by Taylor Swift like sound. So apparently it's the sound of his goddaughter Ruby, whose father is the British producer Ben Winston. So the line is, "Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you." So it's super cute that there's this part of the song that is very much innocent, and then coming into the great synth that is very 80s. So I'm very, very excited for that. The sound is super nice. And if you're a big Harry Styles fan, I'm very sure that you've seen the music video. It's so artsy. We know that it's just Harry Styles. He is about structure, about art, about all these things. So a very, very upbeat song that is good for dancing. And I'm very excited for it to be heard in the club, in the bars, and you know, the gay guys would dance through it. Because basically, I think the 2021 and the new era, I mean early 2022s, like, we're bringing back the sound of like the big upbeat music with super heavy synths, very 80s and early 90s, which I live. Like, of course, we've heard Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia and Miley Cyrus's new disco rock and roll vibes. So I'm very, very excited that Harry Styles is joining in. And I hope that a lot of, you know, musicians would take that route also. But obviously, we do have heard of this sound for the past couple of decades already. The Wizards is there. There are a lot of bands that still keep on producing disco sound like songs. So I'm very, very excited that at least for the mainstream pop culture, it's back. And yeah, let's talk about the song. I know that it might be heavy on the beat, the danceability of it, and all the vibes that, you know, is seems to be happy in nature. But apparently, when you read through this song, it's a classic 80s like song that it's a beat, but when you really read it, the lyrics of it says pain. So I live for these types of songs. So let's head on and run through my favorite lines here. Let's start off with the verse one. So there's this line saying, "When everything gets in the way, seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who will stay." Ah, oh my goodness. So it's a very nostalgic song. I mean, I love that the lyrics wants you to go to back to the past, while it's an 80s sounding song also, so it makes you feel nostalgic and very much sentimental. And The chorus goes, "In this world, it's just us. You know, it's not the same as it was." And basically, it just repeats. You know, it's not the same as it was. So if you'll read on some of the lyrics from Harry's songs, it actually has a similar vibe to it. It seems that Harry is a very sentimental guy. Because if you know his song, Two Ghosts, there's this line that is a repetitive line also, saying, "We're not who we used to be." So it's a very similar feat, just written a different sentence, I guess. So yeah, he's very that person that really looks into the past and misses things. And I just like to probably share with everybody the verse 2 also. The verse 2 says, "Answer the phone, Harry, you're no good alone. Why are you sitting at home on the floor? What kind of pills are you on?" So he's sad when he wrote this song. It's probably like, you know, despite all the success that he has, there's this empty feeling in him that I guess he wants to bring back. Because a lot of times, especially nowadays, when you are given so much time to really reflect on things, and probably he wrote this during the pandemic, you evaluate your life and really gauge whether you are where you want to be. And then you look back and just be sentimental and, you know, wanted to bring the past. And there are certain days like that. And I wouldn't really blame Harry for feeling that way, because I guess we're really programmed to desire and look back on the best feelings we've been to. And I guess, as Harry said, it's not the same as it was. It's never gonna be the same as it was, I guess. And probably let's just look forward and create memories at the present time and be at our best selves. I know it's super easy to say, but hard to really live that motto. So yeah, love the song. Love it so much. And I am glad again that Harry is venturing on producing disco sound. So very, very much excited. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you do have any thoughts or additional things you'd like to share with me about this particular song or anything around the globe or around the sun, let me know and just message me on Playlist the Podcast Facebook page. Please do like it. And I'll see you next time. Bye!